Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A great worship gathering yesterday as we considered what it looks like to overcome and how important it is to know the Word. And throughout this week, we're going to be talking and praying each morning about a different aspect of how we're prepared to overcome. Looking at the messages to the seven churches of Asia in the early part of the book of Revelation, each message will conclude or include a encouragement to those who overcome. And the different churches, the different people are overcoming different things. Some things similar, but we all in Christ overcome a variety of things. And so that's kind of where we're focused, is looking at the commonality of disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus, children of God, being those who overcome. And so we're going to start the week talking and praying about the big one. Yeah, one of the big ones. There's a lot of them. Overcoming death. Revelation 2, verse 11. It says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death." The Bible is pretty clear that there's appointed once unto man a time to die. That this physical body that we live in here on earth will not make it through eternity. Sin has changed the way we were created to be. And so we'll be transformed, changed into what we're supposed to be. Free from sin, free from sickness, free from the curse of sin that causes decay, that causes death. And so short of the return of Jesus, and those who are still alive when he comes back and will be caught up with him, death arrives. But as Jesus told Mary and Martha, the one who is in Christ, the one who belongs to him, the one who believes, though he's dead, he lives. And if he lives in that belief, he never dies. And God's message to us is the same message that I read, that whoever has an ear to hear, let us hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Not speaking to a building, but to the people, the children of God who belong to him. And it's through being in Christ that we overcome and are not harmed by the second death, the eternal death. And that warning is especially useful when life is difficult, when pain and suffering surround us, when loss seems the rule rather than the exception, when we are harmed by the first death, by the death of loved ones, those, quote, unexpected deaths. It's not that we didn't think they would, it's just we didn't think they would then. But even those deaths that we see coming still leave a pain, a hurt, a sense of loss, because there is a loss. But the good news for the believers in Christ, those who have put their faith in Him, those whose faith produces action, signifying it's different than the belief the demons have, will not be harmed by that second death. The Bible's clear that the Lord knows those who are His. And we can live with confidence, not because we're so good, not even because we've done all the right things, but because we belong to Jesus. And when we overcome sin, again, not that we've become perfect at avoiding it, but we've been cleansed, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. That's the way to overcome sin. Our power and might on our own isn't enough. Oh, we may set it aside for a time, but as we looked at yesterday with Jesus, the temptations continue to come. And it's by the power of God and His Word and His Spirit that we overcome. And that second death has no hold on us. Said it before, I say it again, I say it often. My goal in life is to be in Christ, to remain in Christ, to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to overcome all of the stuff of this world that wants to destroy us. The stuff led by Satan. The stuff he uses to trap us, to deceive us, to entice us. And God, today I pray especially that as we overcome by the power of Your Word, by the power of Your Spirit, by being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, that we can live with confidence that the second death will bring no harm to us, that we live when we live in Christ. And Father, even when we grieve over the loss of this temporary body, we grieve with hope, knowing that those in Christ never die. We overcome death. And while we don't know what that looks like to move from this life on earth to life with You eternally, we trust it. Because we've put our faith in not our good works, not our perfection, but in the incredible work of Jesus, in His perfection. So God, today, help us to live as those who not only overcome death, but those who have a message to proclaim to all that they too can overcome death. That though they die, yet shall they live. God, help us to lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to You, the only way to overcome the harm of that second death. As we lift up Jesus, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.